from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Midday Show. John Johnson once again in for Joe Giglio. Joe will be back next week. Kyle Quinn still engineering the program. To my right, your left, the one and only Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Philly. I remember where I was at this morning. Hey, listen. I know as grown folks, we tend to forget it. It feels like, especially now, it's okay to disagree with somebody and still be friends with them. You know, it feels like nowadays that if you have a disagreement with somebody, it almost always feels like that disagreement ends in you guys not being friends anymore. It doesn't have to be that way, man. Just remember, you can disagree with somebody and still be cool with them.
You notice how today we live in this world of extremes.
Yeah.
You can't have a back and forth and accept that you're not going to agree.
Yeah. It's either you see things my way, and if you don't, then you're wrong, and I can't fool with you.
Well, this is going to make a very interesting show, isn't it? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Midday Show. Well, you know it's a tri-day, otherwise known as a Friday. We're going to be getting into that. It's a Fransky Friday. We'll be joined by Scott Fransky a little bit later on. We have a very unique edition of Mr. Johnson's Class. We got a numbers segment. We're most certainly going to be talking about the Phillies, because tonight they kick off the stretch run. It feels like forever since they played last. Well, they're in Pittsburgh tonight. It's the start of a road trip. Is Romuto coming back? How are we feeling about the rotation right now? Because we're not going to see Ranger or Zach Wheeler, at least in Pittsburgh. We're going to get into all that as the show goes on. But we come on the air with some really big stuff. We sit here right now. It's a very exciting time.
Yes.
It is a Friday morning. We are 4 days away.
Four of them things.
4 days away from training camp. I cannot wait for the signs of football, the sounds of football. Something that I've been thinking about as we're getting closer.
What you been thinking about, Mike?
Well, okay. So a lot of what we talked about yesterday plays right into this.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of us here at WIP have talked extensively about what went wrong last season and all the things that needed to be corrected this offseason in order to put it all together for this one.
Yes.
Everyone played their part last year, but whether it's fair or not, when it comes to a team collapsing the way they did historically, aside from coaches, you're going to look at the quarterback more often than not as like, hey, you're the quarterback. You're going to bear the most responsibility.
He's the end all that
be's all. Exactly.
Whether it's fair or not, that's just how it's framed. It's framed like
exactly.
That.
So Jalen Hurts, for all the good things he did to start last season, reverted back to, I'll say, looked like a rookie at the end of last season. He's not a first or second year player anymore. He's a franchise quarterback making franchise money. So the expectations, the standard is extremely high, and it should be. That's what comes along with the money. I was shocked on a personal level, how bad he looked towards the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
We heard the rumors from anonymous teammates who said he didn't really talk to anybody in the locker room outside of A.J. Brown. It kind of rubbed them the wrong way, although they wouldn't attach their name to it. Last we heard from Jalen Hurts, he threw his head coach under the bus with a non-answer after Sturriani stood up for him. Keep that in mind, because you're going to hear something that's just mind-blowing in just a few moments. So through this stretch of time, as we sit here 4 days away from the start of training camp, Howie Roseman has been uber-aggressive. He's always been an aggressive general manager, but certain players on this team, he wants them here to stay. He has built a team to win right now. This team is built to win, I don't know, Hugh, I guess the next 2 to 3 seasons. Would that be fair?
I would agree with that, yes.
So it's built to win right now. And it comes down to this ultimate question that I have for you, Hugh, and everybody else. Because of the roster assembly, how much money, how many years are put on, especially the offensive side of the ball, is this a make-or-break season for Jalen Hurts?
Yes, and I'm glad you framed it the way that you did, John, because I think people need to understand, when you say make-or-break, mm-hmm. what is at stake? You know, they gave Jalen $250 million. They went out and they did something that hasn't really been done in the history of the NFL. They paid two receivers very, very well.
A lot of money.
A lot of teams, when you look at most teams and the way they're constructed, they might have one guy at that position that makes a lot of money. We have two. That's something that is unprecedented. And it happened last year when the Eagles decided to sign Devontae Smith and give A.J. Brown some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Then you turn around and you give Saquon Barkley the money that you gave him. So everything is loaded up for him to have success this year. So when you frame the question that way and you say, is this a make or break season for him? It is, because now when you look at Jalen Hurts and his skill set and what he's done in the past and the weapons that this team has put around him, there's no way on God's green earth that this team shouldn't be less than a top five offense in my guesstimation.
Ooh.
I was about to say top 10, but top 10, that should be a cakewalk.
It should be. Well, I mean, it's nobody wants to have this conversation, but it's the truth of the matter. And like, as a personal disclaimer, I like Jalen Hurts a lot. What he has achieved in his years in the NFL, just his story, his background, being the coach's
son.
Great story. You know, going through what he did at Alabama and then going to Oklahoma and always having to prove himself. He's everything you want to root for. He's the blueprint of putting your head down, facing adversity, working hard, and see success. Well, what comes with the position of franchise quarterback is you need to have consistent success. So when I ask the question, is it a make-or-break season for Jalen Hurts? Like, in other words, if Jalen does not play to the standard of franchise quarterback, what you would expect him to play as a franchise quarterback, you know, does Howie all of a sudden say, you know, I don't know about this anymore. Maybe I need to look around and see what else is out there because I'm built to win right now. I now have something. Everybody be quiet. Listen to this. There's something we have to add to this conversation. As we sit here 4 days away from camp, this is brand new audio you have not heard yet on WIP. We are getting further confirmation the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni may not be where it should be. I give you Diana Russini of The Athletic.
It's a relationship that's a work in progress, right? So last year, there was some disconnect, right, between them in their personality. Those 10 wins were a grind from what I was told. Every win felt like a really big feat for them because of the challenges that they were facing in terms of what they were doing on offense. It was Nick Sirianni's show.
100%.
It was all Nick.
Yep.
Play call, everything you saw on that field was Sirianni.
Now, wait a minute, Hugh. The first thing out of her mouth, it's a work in progress. We're 4 days away from camp. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that's a lot to digest because that's the first time that I've heard that. And I always listen to, especially now since I'm on this side of it.
You're right.
And knowing as much as I know about how certain things work in the media, I listen to that cut with a lot of skepticism. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, hold on. So the skepticism of the words of Diana Russini?
Yeah, the wording.
How so?
Because I feel like this, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I listen to what's being said, and I think that there's a pattern
okay.
that's being followed here. And this is the pattern. she made it clear to say that Nick Sirianni was running offense.
It was his show.
He was running offense. What has been the narrative in the last couple of weeks is to make people feel and believe that Nick Sirianni has power.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So when I hear that, it just kind of makes me wonder where this story is coming from. Not saying that she's wrong in what she's been told, but I think the narrative is trying to switch and trying to give Nick Sirianni more clout than what is perceived him having in the last couple of weeks.
But doesn't this, okay, as it plays into the question I'm asking everybody, including you, is this a make or break season for Jalen Hurts? Isn't this almost like hurting Jalen Hurts? I don't want to say hurting Jalen Hurts, but it affects the success of Jalen Hurts, because clearly if the relationship is not where it should be, you still have Nick Sirianni here. He may not have the same role.
He has the big piece of chicken. If that's what you're asking me, and if Jalen needs to get on the page, on Nick's page, yes. He definitely needs to get on this page, because at the end of the day, regardless of how competent or incompetent we think that Coach Sirianni is, Jalen Hurts has to win football games. And they've put enough talent around Jalen Hurts where if he doesn't do that, he's going to be scrutinized. Now, yeah, there's going to be some conversation about the offense and how it looks and everything like that.
Yeah.
But he's the one that's going to be scrutinized. His neck is on the line.
Oh, man. 215.
Yeah, his neck is on the line. No question about that.
Kyle Quinn, before we get to the phones, I got to pick your brain here. Mm-hmm. Is this a make or break season for Jalen Hurts?
Of course it is. I don't think there's any excuse for this Eagles offense not to be top three at worst, considering the talent that they put around him. Signing Saquon Barkley, getting an actual offensive coordinator that's not a complete turd like they had last season. Mm-hmm. And that turd coached them to the seventh highest points per game total in the league last year. He did. So if this offense that was seventh in points per game last year, because I don't want to hear about having a new offensive coordinator. He had a new offensive coordinator last year, a bad one, and they were still the seventh highest scoring offense in the NFL by the end of the season. That's even when everything went to you-know-what in the last seven games. So, there's really no excuse in my mind. And the thing about the way the Eagles set up the team this offseason, they really are banking on cashing in on this window within the next few seasons.
How could you not with all the money put on that side of the ball?
So A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley are all on these shorter deals. Or not they're not here for the long haul. We know they're here maybe the next three, four seasons, right? That's the Eagles' window. So if they don't have one of the top scoring offenses in the NFL, I would have to assume that it's because of Jalen Hurts, then they're going to have a little bit of a sense of urgency here in moving on.
Wow. So you heard what Diana Russini had to say. As this hour goes on, you're going to hear more audio that when we had our pre-show meeting, I was surprised by. There is a lot of words coming from those either affiliated with the Eagles or have connections to the Eagles that they really are trying to do everything possible to set it up for Jalen Hurts, because it seems like there is a lot of doubt that he can return to anything close to that 2022 form. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown leads us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Philly Friday, man.
Happy.
How we doing, Chris?
Thank God. Hey, you Douglas Pearls.
Wait a minute.
Chris, your phone was breaking up. Say it again.
This is a joke.
Hold on, Chris. I'm going to put you on hold. Kyle will check on you.
A disastrous start for Chris.
Gary in Whitehall's on WIP. What's going on there, Gary?
Hey, what's going on, Hugh? How you doing? What's up there, Day Walker?
What's going on, man?
How's the week treating you, Gary?
Doing all right there, Trader. How you been?
Listen, you know how this works. When you have colleagues, co-workers that go on vacation, you get a phone call. Do you mind filling in for them? You don't want to be a jerk and say, no, I'm not doing them any favors. You play the good co-worker role.
He ain't bring no snacks. He ain't bring no Blue Chew. He ain't bring nothing.
No, I didn't bring him anything.
He came in here empty-handed.
I did.
He can't put his foot down because he doesn't have a good foot. So, there's that.
Real nice.
What's going on? How you been? I had one of them nights that Mama said you would have, and I'm paying the piper, so... But anyway,
you had a little bender. You was on one last night. A little bit?
Yeah, workbender, yeah.
Oh, a workbender. Okay, I thought you meant
Yeah, Gary
bender.
Drives were all over the place.
Oh, okay.
And you got, and Gary, you still have another night of work ahead, right? You got to work later tonight?
Yes. Thank you, John.
All right, let me ask you the question, Gary. Is this a make-or-break season for Jalen Hurts?
You know my answer.
I'm listening.
It's a make-or-break, and I fear the latter.
Please explain why, Gary.
Just what we saw last year, and you can't put that all on Brian Johnson, but you can put most of it on him. The other problem we still have is our rah-rah coach. And I know there's a communication issue there, and I know they're trying to put it to bed, but that doesn't really matter because the communication issue right now, it has to be between Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore.
Right. We're still trying to figure out exactly what Sirianni's going to be doing in the days between game day. So until we figure that out, but either way, we know that it's Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts working together. So, but Gary, why do you have? So we know what Kellen Moore is and what he isn't. I mean, I think some people make Kellen Moore out like he's this amazing offensive mind. If he was accurate, he'd be a head coach somewhere. But that doesn't mean he's not a massive upgrade over what was here. So why the reluctance that he cannot get the most out of Jalen Hurts?
All right, last year, seventh in offensive points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can actually say the NFL, the defense got a little weak last year.
Yeah.
This year, you can flip-flop last year's roster to this year's roster. You have a better running back, but you had a better center last year.
Yeah, it's hard. It's apples and oranges, though, right? I mean, comparing the center to the running back, it's certainly... Now, hold on a minute. Since you mentioned the running back, I'll give you this, Gary. One thing that Jalen Hurts lacks is his willingness to throw to the running back in the backfield. He's one of the last, I think he was ranked last in the NFL amongst starting quarterbacks throwing to the to the running back. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah, because he probably was scared.
I don't know either, especially right now you got one of the best wheel route running backs in the league.
Yeah.
But also have one of the better blitz protectors as a running back right now, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, with Kellen Moore now as your offensive coordinator over Brian Johnson, I mean, it's a massive upgrade. I mean, I imagine with so many weapons for someone like Kellen Moore, it's almost impossible to not make Jalen look good.
Yeah, I would think so. It all depends on where, if Jalen can decipher where the holes in the defense they are, and him get the ball to the playmakers. Because I look at it like there's a guy that we haven't really talked about because we've been talking about the receivers and we've been talking about the running back so much. Dallas Goedert's not a slouch. He's not a slouch of a tight end. And that's another weapon that, you know, that was greatly underutilized last year when you talk about this offense.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Hugh, because that's one thing that lacked last year is – passes between the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right, totally agree.
And with this offense and this skill set that we have, you have to throw numbers. You have to throw that ball in between the numbers.
Yeah,
I mean, you got one of the best slot receivers in the league in AJ Brown, and you line him up outside. I don't understand it. Or you run that stupid bubble screen. If I see any of that this year, that's it.
Yeah, no, Gary, thanks, man.
You
have
say
a good
AJ
weekend.
Brown was a slot receiver?
He did. Gary was cooking.
You let it go. He was on a run there.
I refused to let that go.
I wanted to see where that was going to go.
Because I forgot. Kyle's in my ear talking, and I'm answering the question. Yes, he did. I'm answering it over the air.
Gary was on a run there. He just wanted to get his thoughts out.
Like, listen, sometimes. And you know I know this better than anybody. Sometimes you mess up some of the things you want to say.
Yeah.
But you get the point. You just let him cook, man. Just let him cook.
Yeah, you got
He was cooking. See, you're what's wrong with this world. You're always trying to correct somebody.
Let's go. Let's see if we got Chris from Middletown's phone fixed. Hey, Chris.
Happy Philly Friday, man.
Hey,
there
Chris,
we
got you fixed.
They're trying to take me out. I got snipers everywhere here. Listen, Hugh.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too Jerusalem. Yeah,
came out, Hugh. I thought the same thing. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, Chris, listen. Don't worry about it.
We'll transition easier, Chris. I'll just throw the question at you. Is it a make or break season for Jalen Hurts?
So Blue, let me tell you, Blue. Here's what the
what the hell's
Blue,
going
Blue
on there?
It is, but we also got to stop with some of this nonsense. And I'm sure you're going to be getting a call, a certain OG here that's going to go off on this.
Now, what nonsense are you referring to?
The play design, this concept of, oh, well, he didn't throw running backs. Look at the routes. First backs never really leaked out, and then they also blitzed a lot, so the running backs had to stay in for pass protection. The throws to the tight ends that just were not in the play designs. The 5-7-step drops that he had when he would go back every single time. I could remember watching one of the games, and I think it was Troy Aikman, and he was like, I don't understand. Why do they keep doing all these deep routes? They don't have anybody running a route under like 10 or 15.
Right.
Which also supports the horrible play design that they were using was the double screen. People kept screaming on TV, can we stop running that? But they kept calling that play. So let's be fair about this. You know, Jalen does have the spotlight on him. 100% agree with that. Let's act like all on Jalen is just irresponsible.
So, like, but I will say at the same time, though, Chris, something that has always, and again, as a disclaimer, I'm rooting for Jalen, that has really bugged me is the one quote that he gave us last year where he said, coaches coach and players play. Chris, he's the franchise quarterback. That goes right. That statement goes out the window when you're the franchise quarterback. You're part of the play design. You modify plays if you deem fit. You don't give me the coaches coach players play nonsense. If you're seeing, like, Chris, what we were seeing, where it was like the same deep routes every play. As a franchise QB, you step in and say, this isn't going to work. What else do we have?
Oh, and again, I do not say that, hey, he's fine, he's good. Like I said, the spotlight's on him. He's got his things he needs to work on. We need to see him. We need to see that knee is not a problem going downhill. We need to see a lot of stuff out of him. So, no, I 100% agree with a lot of it. And I don't like a lot of nonsense that came out of his mouth. But you also can tell some of that nonsense was directed at Sirianni. And whatever's done with them, you have been saying, they need to put themselves in the man and just out. We can't. This nonsense out in the public, and you can't be spewing over because it's just going to lead to tragedy and nonsense. Guys, I know I'm short of time, and I got to go. So I just want to, again, God, we have the Phillies back. It has been painful this week. I have Phillies on. I feel like I'm low. I'm so looking back tonight and watching our fight, Phil.
No, it's great. I got to let you go, Chris. Your phone keeps going in and out. Yeah, it's you miss. The great thing about baseball, it's your friend. It's there 5, 6, 7 days a week, and every day is a different story. And all of a sudden, when it's gone and you have nothing, it's so painful.
It's a little different. And it's funny when you turn on television, because, you know, we do. I'm pretty sure we all do the same thing. We wake up in the morning. We turn on a sports channel. We turn on the Sports Center or whatever, Comcast,
when I'm getting
Sportsnet
like,
or whatever.
When
you're
I'm getting,
dressed.
Like, the Cornhole Championship update, yeah, when I'm you, like, when oh,
you go local.
God.
You go see what's going on local. And when you start seeing stories about stuff that is not, I mean, it's sports related, but it's not, you know, talking about anything that happened last night, anything, no score. It's just a little different.
It's awesome to have baseball back.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is it a make or break season for Jalen Hurts? Everybody on hold, stay right there. I got more of your calls coming up next. It's also a tri-day and some must-listen audio from Greg Cosell on Jalen Hurts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is this Elvis?
Of course it's Elvis.
No,
come
I'm saying, because I'm just saying, I just got to, you know.
I don't know how you do this. There's only a few years separating us, but I found that as I'm getting older, my taste is getting more and more eclectic musically.
Yes.
Like, I listen to far more genres than I ever listened to, and I'm not listening to today's music. I'm listening to music from well before I was born.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, there's a lot of country music that I like now, and there's a little bit of country music infusion with like rap,
yeah,
that I've heard. It was one song. Let me think if I could think of this song.
The Jelly Roll guy.
It wasn't Jelly Roll.
Would you?
But Jelly Roll is one of the artists that I have heard. He's pretty good.
I know you're a big Ingrid Andress fan.
Yeah,
she, country singer.
Like I'm a fan of her getting some help.
Would you?
No, seriously, because I'm not trying to be funny, but she
help
she,
singing or
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's Morgan Wallace.
Okay.
Oh. It was Morgan Wallace with what's his name? Lil Durk. You ever heard the song? It's Broadway Girls. That's pretty. That's considered country though, right? Morgan Wallace is country.
I think so.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen. I said Morgan Wallace.
Could
Morgan
you
Wallen.
See a time in the not too distant future where you go to like a country concert with you get the nice hat and.
I got invited to a concert.
Yeah?
I got invited because I think Chris Stapleton was here a couple months ago.
Did you go?
No.
Oh, man.
No, listen, let me tell you.
The tailgates for those?
Full disclosure. I went to a Bruce Springsteen concert when I was in Connecticut, right? And, you know, like I'm just, full disclosure, this is how I go when I go to concerts like that.
Okay.
I want to look and see how many other black people are there in the concert. That's just what I do. And it was just me and what's this? The big man, his son, was on stage, and there was the only two black people that I saw there. But
did it make you uncomfortable?
Not at all. But it's one of those things that I like to do. And it was like Bruce Springsteen, I know that he's polarizing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He put on a great concert, man.
That's what I hear.
He put on a great concert. I had a ball. I did not know Nan song that he was singing.
What?
Like, I didn't know the words. I knew the songs.
Oh, okay.
But you know how, like, people, when they get into it, the concert and everything, they sing the song.
Dude, mm-hmm. I can't stand Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I know. But it was a ball. And the only reason why, I forgot why I didn't go. Because I want, like, if I go to a country concert, I want to do the country thing.
That's what, well, you
like to. I want to wear the hat. And it was like one of those concerts where I got asked at the last minute.
Most people don't wear the boots, though. They wear the hat, sure.
Yeah.
And there's like a certain like T-shirt, style of T-shirt you'll wear. But
you'd
love
though,
the tailgate and all before?
That, man, listen, the young ladies with the cowboy boots and the hats on, that's a good look. Like, and I'm not even, like, and you know, I know I'm borderline in that older creepy dude.
No, you're not
saying.
No, stop. You're not there
yet. But you know, you have to be careful because, Some of those folks are not age appropriate. When I say that, they, I mean they might be in their early 20s or something.
Yeah.
But the older, mature ladies with the cowboy boots and the hats on with the little, like the little feathering gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good look. I'm okay with that.
All right. So, well, we'll have to circle back to this a little bit later on in the show.
Kyle looked like he had something to say, but he just bit his tongue.
I'm not that deep, baby.
I'm just saying, man. I appreciate the female form. That's it.
So while we're on the subject of Jalen Hurts and asking you the question, is it a make or break season for him? There's a piece of audio everybody must hear. I need to get Hugh's reaction to this, and then we'll go right back to the phones. Greg Cosell of NFL Films, insider with every team in the league, made a phone call over to the Eagles trying to get some questions answered, questions that we're curious about. Listen to what he found out about what happened last year with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense.
I spoke to coaches who were on the Eagles staff, you know, is the biggest challenge you're going to face with Hurts is his expansive ability to be able to be a full field player. That's ultimately the main thing, because the year they won the Super Bowl, and this was evident on tape, but I had it confirmed as well with a conversation with a coach, is the middle of the season, and it didn't show up in the minds of fans because they made it to the Super Bowl, but they cut their offense down because he is not a full field reader. Now, because of his athletic traits and the run element he brings to the table, it did not hinder their offense in any meaningful way. But just from a pass game perspective, they cut their offense down because they had to play to his strengths and minimize his limitations. And that was an issue as well a year ago.
Hugh, that's a pretty damning statement, if yeah. what he was told is correct.
Yeah, but at the same time, they were able to get to the Super Bowl, even if they did minimize the offense. Now, the one thing that I've always said, and it has to happen when you talk about quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
you have to evolve. I feel like there were times early in the season where, to me, it felt like Jalen was evolving as a passer. It felt like he became more of a pocket passer.
Right.
And so that statement for me isn't as damning as some might think it is.
How so? But when I hear they had to cut the offense down to minimize his limitations, I'm like, holy crap, he can't handle a full playbook.
Now, the year they went to the Super Bowl, I don't feel like okay, if there were certain things that he wasn't doing and they were still able to have success. I hear what you're saying.
Go ahead.
No, but that to me is not a big deal. Now, the year coming into the next year, like I said, to me it looked like he evolved as a passer. Now, as the season progressed, he regressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue. Like going into this season, that would be more of an issue for me than anything that had happened in the past, because bottom line is this, whether or not Jalen didn't read the defense as well, anything like that, he read them well enough to go to the Super Bowl, and he put himself in position to damn near be the MVP.
He did, but at this, what a lot of fans are going to question right now is, was 2022 an anomaly?
Yeah, like that's the thing.
It was a perfect schedule at the right time. There wasn't a whole lot of book on Jalen yet.
But, John, this is why I don't believe that to be the case, is because, like I said, last year it looked like he showed growth early on, and then he regressed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they did in the offense to try to help him out, but it looked to me early on like he was reading some of those defenses that he needed to read. And then when he played the San Francisco 49ers, they saw something else that he needs to work on. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about young quarterbacks. You have to evolve, and you have to be better than you were the year before, because I can guarantee you that teams, they look at every game that you played in and they watch it and trying to figure out what it is you can and cannot do and every kind of tendency that you have. And that's where he needs to get better. He needs to do a better job of having a poker face and hiding what he really wants to do.
So with that, and I'm going to go to the phones, I just have one more follow-up question then. Do you think his approach changed when he got paid?
I think there was something to that. I think that, you know, there are stories that I was told by people that are close to Jalen where he didn't have the time. I don't want to say he didn't work like he didn't want to. He didn't have the time because his schedule changed so much that he didn't have the time to put the work in that he normally would put in. You know, because at that time, you know, Jalen was on the face of every major magazine. He had just become a Nike brand ambassador. So there were schedules and things that he had to do that maybe he didn't have to do the year before. And so with that being said, that cuts into your preparation time quite a bit. So I feel like the year that he had last year for him was an anomaly, but you have to know, and he has to know, and his team has to know, that he's going to be looked at regardless to what's being said about Coach Sirianni. He is the guy that's on the field. He's going to be the guy that's going to be looked at to lead this team where it needs to be.
Tom in Alabama's on WIP. Morning, Tom.
Yo, John. How the hell are you, man?
How you doing, Tom?
Doing fine, thank you. Hey, John, you forget who you're dealing with here.
Hugh's also here.
Yeah, I work here too, Tom.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing, big man?
Man, I'm good. How you doing?
They don't know who he is.
No, what I was going to say is he's over there big time and it with you. He's disking me in his audience. And then he says to me, Tom, what am I supposed to do? Tell my fellow employee no? I say, no, you know, it's up to you and all. But he says, yeah. I said, well, what about Wednesday? He says, I got to take a day off.
That's right.
I mean, I worked 2 days prior. I got to get acclimated for the next 2 days. What do you expect from me, Tom? I mean, I got a strenuous job here.
Yeah, Tom, the way it works, and it's not the job. It's when you are a night walker and you're used to being up at a certain time and sleeping during the day, you can't flip your body on a 12-hour notice. You get sick to your stomach. So I'm like, no. I need a day to decompress. And that's what I did, and now I'm thrilled to be working with you for 2 days.
I see Kyle on one today, though.
I wish I was over there working with you, man, and you guys. And the deal is that, you know, last year when they were saying about Hurts, is he going to take a giant step? I mean, it was pretty damn impossible for him to take a giant step from the year before. That he was basically the MVP. I mean, we put a lot of pressure on him, but they got, you know, Saquon Barkley to do his running for him. What concerns me is the fact that I still don't know what happened as far as the mobility, because he was not moving around in the pocket and each way, side by side, nothing like he was moving in 22 last year. It was just, there was something up, and I figured at the end of the year, John, we said, you know, we're probably going to hear something about knee surgery, scope or something, but we never did.
You know, Hugh, right. I mean, we saw him wear the knee brace through half of last season.
He's a little banged up.
We assumed something we would hear about, you know, maybe they cleaned his knee out or something. We received no word that anything was wrong with the knee. So I guess circling back to what you were mentioning, was it a conscious effort by Hurts and the coaching staff to keep him from running and be more of a pocket quarterback? Why did we see a less mobile Jalen Hurts?
I think that, man, to be honest, don't really know. I think that the knee injury had something to do with it, or the phantom knee injury had something to do with it, but he just didn't look fast. He didn't look fast. I didn't have a problem with it initially. I didn't have a problem with it because I felt like from the pocket he was pretty decent. He was pretty decent from the pocket until it became one of those things where it felt like he was holding the ball too long and he was not pulling the trigger fast enough and getting the ball into the hand of playmakers, especially when you talk about how certain individuals on the team were basically pointing out how they had blitz beaters, but they just didn't get to them.
Right.
You hit the nail right there. That's one thing he did, was hold on to the ball too long. He's got to get rid of the ball, man. And we're not going to be successful if he's not. He's got Saquon Barkley to help him pick up the blitz on a hot route. And Barkley, he should check down, if nothing else. Barkley's there for a reason. And he's got the best offensive line. He's always been afforded the best offensive line. Hell yes. This year is a make or break.
Tom, I appreciate it, man. You never want to be so extreme. Hugh, here's a question for you. I bring this up to anybody who would call me, and I'd always reference guys like you, like Hollis, former NFL players who I've worked with. And I would say, you know, you may not want to hear this when it comes to players having to prove themselves every single year, but this is the nature of the NFL. It's the way contracts are set up. And I would always say, what does NFL stand for? It's not National Football League if you're a player. Not for long. Exactly.
Yes.
So you always have to prove yourself, even if you're a franchise quarterback. Well, especially a franchise quarterback of the Eagles, when three of your teammates are as highly paid as they are.
Yeah. And don't get it twisted. They put this talent around Jalen for him to have success. And at the end of the day, they're going to be looking at him, whether it's fair or not. See, I think that a lot of people tend to forget this as well. It's not fair. Life isn't fair. Everything that we do on a daily basis isn't considered fair. But when you're paid the kind of money that Jalen's paid, they're going to be looking at him to make plays in that offense, regardless. And I know people say, well, the defense, da-da-da-da. They already showed you how they feel about the defense. They didn't allocate really any resources outside of drafting on that side of the ball. They didn't really allocate any resources. They feel like they have enough to have success. That's what this is about. When you look at this Eagles team and you look at the way that they're built to be an offensive juggernaut. That's why they gave the quarterback $250 million. That's why they went out and got Saquon Barkley. That's why they paid both of their receivers. So at the end of the day, they're looking at Jalen Hurts to be the guy that's going to lead them to the promised land.
Is the quarterback position, especially a franchise QB like Jalen's at right now, is it a very polarizing position in the locker room? Because he's getting paid so much money, you look at him differently, whether it's right or wrong?
You look at him differently because he has a different relationship with the organization than anybody else. I would say Jason Kelce is probably different in that aspect when it comes to the relationship because of who he is and his stature on this team. But for the most part, it's like management, head coach, quarterback,
everybody else. Yeah.
And that's how it's always been. And as far as feeling some kind of way about it or being in your feelings, I was never that guy. And I don't think that I've played with anybody who ever felt that way because it was just one of those things that it was what it was.
Like, is it hard to, when the quarterback on whatever team is struggling, is it hard for you as a defensive player, if you feel like you're doing your job, to bite your tongue and not say anything?
Is it hard to do that?
Yeah.
I think if you want to stay on the team, you better not do it.
Right.
You know, because you just don't. That's one position that only person that criticizes that position is the head coach. Now, you might get amongst your friends, and we never did it because that's something that we didn't do, even when it was bad. Now, we might look at each other and give each other the side eye, but it was never anything that was voiced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for the coach to do.
Well, does it bother you then that we had these reports from anonymous players going to, you know, various reporters complaining about Jalen Hurts but didn't want their name attached?
Yeah, that bothered me because it's one of those things, man. Like, that's your teammate. And you know, I'm a firm believer in keeping certain things in-house. Everybody doesn't need to know what's going on in your house. And when you have guys that are free and they feel like they can talk about anything and don't want to put their name around it, we used to call those guys locker room lawyers. Let's call them locker room lawyers, guys that used to be in the locker room politicking and all that other stuff instead of, you know, they're part of the problem, not a part of the solution. So, yeah, I always had a problem with guys like that.
Will in the Northeast is on WIP. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
All right. Hey, John, you know I support you in the morning, you know, and we cool, man. You know,
I appreciate any time you can call in, Will. I really do.
I really do, and I appreciate your show, and I appreciate this show. So, you know, let me cook for a minute.
We got it. I
want y'all to blue chew on this, right?
He didn't bring no blue chews today, dog. He left us hanging.
Hugh, I promise you next week I'm going to leave a nice care package for you.
But no,
do you know how uncomfortable it is handing a grown man sitting next to me? Here's some blue chew, Hugh. It would feel so weird.
No, you ain't got to hand it to me. Just put it on the table.
I can't. Like, what do I do? Put it in a brown bag? Like, I don't know how you hand that over.
Discreet packaging.
but I was saying earlier in the season, man, I made a point, I think on your show, John, that, you know, since they relinquished Sirianni coaching ability, that I think that Jalen is more in the hot water than he is now. And the reason why I say that is because he's not making no play calls. You know what I'm saying? So where you can't blame someone that's not calling no plays. And the only thing he's doing is, you know, orchestrating a locker room.
Execute.
Basically. And my thing is with Jalen, what I need him to do, man, I hope he's listening because, like, we giving you the warning. This is the warning. You know, just like the bull said, Minister Society, the pop. You're the prey and the hunt is on. You know what I mean? Or I've got to go. The hunter's on to you to prank.
Well, when you're a franchise QB, you're always going to be, you know, there's a standard you got to live up to. And anything short of that, you're going to get criticized.
This is the last thing I want to say. Like, with Goddard, he needs to start coming off them blocks, learn to run routes, because he can be a big addition to this offense, man. Goddard is a big guy, and he can catch. But they gotta activate him, man. And I believe they are. And I just hope that, you know, this team come together, man. This Sirianni and Jalen, get this distraction out of here before the season starts. Because if not, we're going to have a long season. Thanks a lot.
All right, Will. I'll tell you what, though. The fact that we're hearing about this 4 days away from training camp is not a good start, man.
Drama. I think it is. Because I don't think it's a good thing hearing it. Let me pull that back. But I think it'll be okay because once you get in it, man, all that other stuff kind of falls to the wayside because the common goal should be winning a Super Bowl.
Are you worried that Nick Sirianni does not know what his role is and will step on toes?
No, I don't think so. I think he kind of knows. We don't know what his role is. But I think the last couple of weeks for Coach, it's been one of those things where he's been trying to make people realize what is like. He's trying to make people realize that his role is not diminished as much as we've speculated that it has been diminished.
All right.
That's what I hear. Like I'm a conspiracy theorist to this point where I feel like timing is everything when some of these stories come out. And again, John, I listened to what Ms. Rossini said, and I listened to what has been said in the last couple of weeks.
Still a work in progress.
Well, that not only that, but the fact that, you know, the thing that jumped out to me is that Coach Sirianni was calling the plays. Like a few weeks ago, the storyline was, you know, Coach Sirianni's, this is 90% his offense.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Sirianni still runs things around here. I feel like there's a conscious effort to make sure that people know that Coach Sirianni isn't a puppet.
Okay. Now, I got to apologize, everybody, because I know you guys would normally introduce us at the start of the segment like 20 minutes ago, but it was called Tri-Day.
Yeah, it's called Tri-Day. Friday, Friday.
Tri-Day.
You like that intro, John?
That was really nice. Now, remind me again. I've heard this before.
Yeah.
What is the backstory to a tri-day?
Well, Hugh was, I think Hugh was getting, what were people sending you? Like different whiskeys
applesauce.
To try?
Yeah, different whiskeys.
Yeah, like, and
applesauce
we were like,
and pork chops.
And we figured, you know, with the weekend coming up, Friday's a good day to elicit some suggestions.
Okay.
Yeah,
or just,
try this
you know,
weekend.
Random things to try. So we've done a whole bunch of things like travel destinations, drinks.
All right.
We figured with the Snackmaster himself in the studio with us today, We're taking auditions for your next snack of the night when you go overnight. Yeah.
Oh, so, no, this is a great idea.
So with everyone's phone calls, we want your snacks.
It takes, I've done so many different themes for like an entire week. At a certain point, you start to run out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great idea. Yeah.
I have something that I want to inject into the show because I have a question.
Inject.
And I need some people that are listening to the show right now to help me understand why this item has become so hot over the last, couple of months.
All right.
I don't know if you call them, like designer pickles?
Designer pickles?
Well, not designer pickles. I mean, but don't laugh at that. I'm serious.
Like, what's a designer pickle?
No, because
somebody,
flavors, you mean?
Like different flavors.
Yeah.
People are, like somebody emailed me and said something about, hey, you need to try these pickles. I forgot where they told me the pickles were from.
Okay.
But they're really good. And like they're starting to do pickles different ways. Like they're like.
Like spicy pickles and stuff?
I almost said celebrity pickles. I didn't mean that.
Designer pickles, celebrity pickles.
Like they infuse flavors?
Gourmet pickle. Gourmet pickles.
Okay.
I was about to say. But gourmet
pickles.
I don't
think those are really new.
No. Obviously, like the. It's somewhere. I think it's in Jersey somewhere where the pickle game. Like they've been selling out pickle sandwiches and stuff like that.
Hmm.
It's become super
so,
popular.
An old colleague of mine,
pickle ice cream, pickles with ice cream.
Ooh. So an old coworker of mine met this woman. They got married and they live in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. Dillsburg is famous for the pickles.
Uh-huh.
So every New Year's Eve they go to the little town square and they drop a pickle from the roof of the town square.
There's a joke in there somewhere. It's a joke in there somewhere.
So you're talking about different
gourmet
flavored
pickles.
Pickles.
Yeah, because like when I saw the story, you know how your algorithm does on your phone. And then it started to show me how people.
You got a lot of pickles on your phone.
Make their, yeah. how they make, like, their own pickle juice and how they make pickles taste better, like the gourmet kind of style.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, I didn't know that was such a big thing.
You can infuse it and make, like, a hamburger better or a hot dog better.
Yeah, it's just weird. And I'm like, I didn't know how the fascination with pickles became, like, a big deal. I'm telling you, it's a delicatessen in Jersey. Can't remember where it was at. But they're making pickle sandwiches, so many pickle sandwiches now that they go through like barrels of pickles in like days.
Are you aware of the pickle barrel bandit?
What's that?
He was in Jersey.
No.
He would go into the big pickle barrels with the had like the juice and the brine in them where you could, use the tongs and get the pickle out of it.
Yeah.
There was some guy going around supermarkets dunking his head in them.
That's disgusting.
He was the pickle barrel bandit.
He got
arrested like last week or something.
That's disgusting.
All right, so I'm actually writing this down. Pickle. I got to do a pickle week for snack of the night. Well, okay, so for Tri-Day, snack recommendations, absolutely I'm down with. We got more of your calls on Jalen Hurts coming up, and we're going to throw the Phillies discussion into the mix as well. Everybody stay right there. It's 10:50.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.